You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in the studio by Kate Lochte and by Amnesty International's area coordinator, Jessica Evans, and incoming MSU group coordinator, Ben Lindsay.
Thank you, Austin, and thank you, Jessica and Ben, for being with us. Jessica, I met you a few years ago in Cookies Sound Good. You had a great recipe.
Thank you.
But it's the fact that you're involved with Amnesty International that really, it really kind of jolted me, because I think of it as an international entity. Tell me more about how you got involved.
Yeah, sure. I got involved with Amnesty International, I suppose, a little over 8 to 10 years ago. One of a friend of mine was actually one of the founders of the first Murray State group here on campus, and I'd heard of Amnesty before, but I didn't really know what the group was about. So through his introduction, I actually got more deeper involved with the organization, and that just kind of grew into my current leadership role with the organization now.
I was flabbergasted that you got to attend a Nobel Laureate Summit. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, that was incredible, mind-blowing that I was able to do that. But Amnesty was one of the few organizations that was actually invited to be a part of the Nobel Summit. We had won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1977, I believe, and part of that was related to promoting international peace. The summit was the first time that it had been held in the United States in Chicago, and I was able to receive an invitation through my work with the organization there.
And it was fascinating to learn from you that to get involved in Amnesty International was like applying for a job.
Yes, it was. Even though my position's a volunteer position, I had to go through the whole rigmarole of an application, interview, the whole nine yards. But that kind of solidified that it was real deal work that we were doing.
Now, I want to talk more about the real deal work that you have done over the course of your involvement. But Ben, you've kind of settled in. You've just come from a final. And tell me how you were first interested in being part of Amnesty International.
What spawned my interest was I went on a Murray State study abroad program over the winter, and we went to London on a human rights excursion. And while we were there, we got to visit Amnesty International's London headquarters. And I had heard of Amnesty International before, of course, but actually being at their headquarters and hearing them talk about the work they do just really opened my eyes to the potential for myself and others to get involved. And when I got back and heard about the MSU chapter, I just knew I had to do something.
I'd like to, before I move forward with that, tell me more about a human rights excursion study trip. That sounds fascinating.
It really was. It was several different programs. It was OSH, history, which is what I'm a major of, so I was there for that, and social work in English. And there were several different activities, but my course in particular focused on the history of human rights from the European perspective and the construction of human rights. So it was very interesting.
And Amnesty International has a position of really paying attention to any violation of human rights, not channeling into one area. Jessica, you have worked on some issues. Tell me more about the issues that you've chosen to become personally involved in.
Yeah, sure. One of the things that I'm involved in, and one of my passions, is women's rights. I think just about anybody can focus on that because everyone has a mother, so just think of it in that context. And that's one of the things that I'm really passionate about. But Amnesty has such a broad range of topics and issues that they focus on, which is one of the reasons the organization is so appealing to many people. It focuses on a number of human rights issues, children's rights, the right to education, LGBT rights, poverty, environmental justice, corporate accountability. So just about any topic that you can imagine that relates to human rights, Amnesty has involvement with.
And how does an individual get involved in being a part of a voice of Amnesty International?
Yeah. Certainly going to the website, but also from a local and community standpoint. Murray State's group is just one example of how students can get involved on their campus. And one of the things that we're trying to pilot with the Murray State group is combining a community group as well. That way the numbers are stronger, the passion's bigger, and more people can get involved in helping drive that human rights mission.
Ben, it sounds like you have some ideas about where you want to take the Murray State group. Do you care to share?
Of course. One of the things I would like to do as Amnesty International's U.S. branch really focuses on death penalty. So I'm trying to coordinate a symposium on the death penalty for this coming fall here on campus.
Who do you hope to bring?
Well, I really don't want to say any names at this point since I haven't gotten any confirmation from anyone, mm-hmm. but I am also, it's going to be an internationally known person, and I'm also going to reach out to some faculty here on campus to speak.
Well, we will want to know about that.
Certainly.
Okay. One of Jessica's roles was to serve on the National Planning Committee for Amnesty International. Tell me what you did.
Sure. There was a representative body of, I believe, 7 of us all together from each of the regional chapters and a representative from the National Youth Coordination Chapter. And we worked on planning the annual general meeting, AGM is what we call it. And amazing event, really good time. We had about 900 people come out for that event when we originally anticipated only about 400 to 450 people. Nationally, internationally, locally, really good turnout. My involvement was planning the sessions, getting speakers organized, and just all-out coordination for putting all that together.
And now you're working on the state level for all groups in Kentucky. How many are there?
Right now there's 5 groups, Murray State being one of those. I'm working on getting a chapter set up in Paducah and also another one getting started in Hazard County.
Well, it seems like a really basic citizen grassroots organization. When you take a jump from here, where does local and international intersect?
Yeah, that's one thing that I think is really important, especially in small communities such as Murray. We often don't think of human rights as a local issue, but if you look just about anywhere in your community, in your town, there's something that will happen. There's something that's going on. In Callaway County, we have, for example, poverty issues with low-income students in schools. And many people don't associate that with a human rights issue, but it can be, especially if there's disproportionate numbers of minority women, children that are being displaced for certain things. And so if you look at it on a community level and then try to outreach broader, that's where you get those good tie-ins.
Mm-hmm. You've mentioned, you mentioned to me previous to air that you've actually written letters that went to heads of state.
Yes.
That just is mind-boggling to me.
Yeah, it's a pretty powerful impact, especially when you know that they're receiving them, they're reading them, and they're going to provide follow-up, good or bad, because they know that the international community is keeping an eye on them and wanting them to really step up and start doing right, basically.
Ben, have you done this letter writing as well?
I have not. That will probably be one of the goals, because I know that a lot of the other students on campus have a passion to do something. And that is really why I wanted to get involved with Amnesty International, because it gives your thoughts and your opinions a certain weight to be associated with a group of this caliber.
Yeah.
And I think that having this group and the support will give focus to a lot of the people who want to get involved but really just don't know where to go.
So where does one go to get involved with the Murray State chapter?
Well, we're still in the process of setting some of that up. We are looking at getting our own Facebook page and a Twitter account, being social media interactive. Right now, if you're interested, you can just send me an email to my student account, which is blindzy, L-I-N-Z as in zebra, Y, at murraystate.edu. And once I have received a contact from you, I will contact you back and let you know what's going on, when we're going to have meetings and things of that nature.
Plans for the state activities, how does the community get in touch with you, Jessica?
Yeah, they can send me an email. I'm also local here on campus at jevans15@murraystate.edu.
Well, it's hard in the course of busy lives to think big thoughts, but that's what Amnesty International really provides an individual the opportunity to do.
Definitely.
Thank you both for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is WKMS. Our channels and web service are part of the educational mission of Murray State.